Today's proclamation comes from the Word of God in the book of Proverbs. Listen, my children, to a father's instruction. Attend and learn intelligence. I give you good counsel. Turn not from my teaching. When I was a son with my father, a little one loved by my mother, he taught me and told me this. Keep in mind what I say. Do what I bid you, and you shall live. Swerve not from my orders. Get sense, get knowledge. At any cost, get knowledge. Never leave her, and she will guard you. Love her, and she will take care of you. Prize her, and she will promote you, and bring you to honor. If you will embrace her, she will adorn you with charm and crown you with glory. Listen, my son, take to heart what I say, and the years of your life shall be many. I am giving you wise directions and leading you aright. When you walk, you will never be hindered. You will run, and you will never slip. Hold fast to my instructions. Never let them go. Keep them. They are life to you. Never set foot upon a bad man's path, and never take the road of evil men. Avoid it. Never follow it. Shun it and pass on, for they cannot sleep until they have done some wrong, till they have tripped up someone. They are sleepless. They eat ill-gotten food and drink wine won by cruelty. The course of bad men lies through darkness dim. They cannot see what makes them stumble. The course of good men, like a ray of dawn, shines on and on to the full light of day. My son, attend to what I say. Bend your ear to my words. Never lose sight of them, but fix them in your mind. To those who find them, they are life, and health to all their being. Guard above all things, guard your inner self, for so you live and prosper. Bar out all talk of evil, and banish wayward words. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Gaze right in front of you. Keep a clear path before you, and ever make your footing firm. Never turn to right or left. Draw back from a wrong step. My son, attend to wisdom. Bend your ear to knowledge, that caution may be your safeguard, and prudence may take care of you. Keep hold of caution and sound sense, that they may save you from the loose woman. Her lips drop honeyed words. Her talk is smoother than oil itself. But the end with her is bitter as poison, sharp as a sword with a double edge. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave. The high road of life is not for her. Shifty and slippery are her tracks. Now listen to me, my son. Hold fast to what I say. Keep clear of her. Never go to her door, lest you have to part with your money and hand your earnings over. Lest outsiders enjoy all that you make, and all your wealth goes to a stranger's household, till you are left at last to moan, when all you have is wasted. Ah, why did I hate guidance? Why did I despise all warning? Why did I not listen to those who trained me, and bend my ear to those who were my guides? I was nearly sentenced to death by the community. Drink from your own cistern. Are you to seek your pleasures here and there, and drink them in the streets? Have them at home. Never share them abroad. Let your fountain flow for yourself alone. Let a young wife be your joy, a lovely hind. A charming doe is she. Let her breast give you rapture. Let her love ever ravish you. Why be ravished with a loose creature and embrace the bosom of another woman? You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Proverbs.